It looks like it could be another below-average pink salmon season next summer in southeast Alaska. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is forecasting a region-wide catch of 19 million humpies for next year. That harvest would be just under half of the annual average for the past decade, KFSK's Jovic Nicky reports.
The 2010 forecast is based on past trends in the southeast pink salmon catch, along with National Marine Fisheries Service 2009 survey data of juvenile pink salmon in the northern part of the region.
Ironically, 19 million is the same number that we forecast for the 2008 season. So this is very similar.
That's Bill Davidson, Fish and Game's Regional Salmon Management Coordinator. He says the state's forecast uses different information from another forecast from the National Marine Fisheries Service.
We differ from the NIMS forecast in that we're still weighting our forecast on recent year returns. And because of the low recent returns in 2008 and 2006, those are definitely going to have an influence on our forecast and pull the harvest estimate down.
The National Marine Fisheries Service is forecasting a higher harvest for next year at just under 27 million pink salmon. With the exception of a surprisingly low return in 2006, Fish and Game has been close with its recent pink salmon forecasts. The commercial fishing fleets caught just over 38 million pinks in 2009, just below the forecast of 41 million. In 2008, when the parents for next summer's fish were in the spawning streams, the fleet caught 16 million. The department manages purse seine fishing for pink salmon in season and decides open areas and fishing time based on the actual returns during the summer. 2008 saw especially weak runs in some areas of the northern inside waters, and Fish and Game did not meet its goals for pinks making it back to some northern southeast spawning streams. Because of that, Davidson expects to have a cautious approach on the northern end next year.
We're going to have to adjust our management not to over-harvest already weak returns and keep an eye on our escapements. And so that means some areas may not even have openings unless they show unexpected strength in returns.
That could mean the same fleet focuses again next summer on returns in southern southeast. Southeast Alaska Seiners Executive Director Bob Thorstenson says Fish and Game's forecast is not a surprise.
We don't expect a boomer. You know, we expect a pretty moderate run. In fact, I think we're not in the forecasting business, but I think we're probably looking in the 20 million range to less than 30. I think it's pretty safe to say ocean survival hasn't been the greatest, and there wasn't a single pink salmon jump north of Petersburg all the way to Glacier Bay in the parent year. The north end was a complete bust for pinks. The worst we'd seen since 1973.
Thorstenson says it will probably take some time for northern southeast pink returns to rebuild. He says it will also take some mild winters with good salmon ocean survival to see anything like the record-setting harvests of the late 1990s and first half of this decade. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.